One of the budget items which received a lot of attention over the past few weeks was proposed cuts to the fire department, including the elimination of a truck in Eagle River and a water tender near the hillside. Assemblymember Bill Starr submitted an amendment on behalf of Mayor Dan Sullivan, giving $400,000 more dollars to the fire department. Mayor Sullivan.
Tender 9 will be a function of management within the department. This amendment provides surety for truck 11, and we're going to manage the department so that we can keep Tender 9 operational whenever possible, but it is possible there may be times where it's not operational.
The Assembly and the Mayor's Office have been working to shave the budget down for weeks. The amendment was a relief to Rod Harris with the Anchorage Firefighters Union, but he says he's still unsatisfied because partially funding the water truck could cause problems fighting fires in a neighborhood with few hydrants.
The need has not gone away, or the justification has not gone away for that rig. I believe it's largely a political statement.
Harris says the firefighters union offered to forgo part of their cost of living increase if the mayor would fully fund the tender, but they got no response. Also restored to the final budget is funding for another year of youth court, which was originally eliminated. Other amendments include $100,000 for the library for acquisition of materials, $124,000 for a wetlands coordinator position that was set to be cut, and $300,000 to buy more tasers for police officers. Rejected amendments include maintaining a reduced bus fare for senior and disabled riders and reinstating funding for the homeless coordinator, among others. The budget also eliminates nearly a dozen filled positions and dozens of unfilled ones across departments. The total 2013 budget is more than $475 million. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.